Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Golden Compass. It is a 2007 fantasy adventure film. It is an adaptation of the 1995 novel of the same name, starring Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. It was bad in every way, and I hated watching it. What about you?
This was not my cup of tea. It's just a travesty of an adaptation, and it's a really boring movie to watch.
So, Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's this movie about?
Set in a parallel world, the film follows a girl named Lyra who uses a magical golden compass to try to rescue her kidnapped friends. That description makes it sound way more streamlined and interesting than the film actually is. But, Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie's a book adaptation, and we always see problems in book adaptations, and we came at this one in particular from different places. I've read the books, I really liked the books, you had never read the books before, and at the end of this movie, you and I sat there, and we realized this movie was for neither of us, and if it's not for either of us, I don't know who this movie is for. It was shot so down the middle that there was no point of view here. It felt like a checklist for me as a book lover, just getting to see the characters that I love, and as a new viewer, it felt like they tried to explain a lot of things, but I think it was the wrong thing. They tried to explain.
They were so busy trying to build a world that they completely abandoned the narrative. From the description you gave me after the fact, this is a very streamlined hero's journey, classic hero's arc kind of story. And they totally abandoned that. The lead character is just a girl who's being thrown from room to room, ostensibly on an adventure, but it's never really made clear where she's going or what she's doing when she gets there. It's just a mess, and they never, never focus in on what this story is supposed to be.
And what's so frustrating about all of it is there were a lot of low-hanging fruit opportunities to make this better. For example, the opening title credit sequence is this long esoteric rant about dust and how dust affects the world. It doesn't do anything for the person who knows the book, it doesn't do anything for the person who hasn't seen the book, and then instead of using that time to explain something meaningful, like the Golden Compass, we're just left confused as to why we're talking about this dust stuff.
Yeah.
That's just one example of many in the movie where they could have spent time actually explaining the stuff that mattered, but instead got all wrapped up in the 30,000 esoteric nature of the story.
Yeah, I mean, this movie has no thematic through line, is another problem that I have. Ostensibly, it seems to be about authoritarianism or maybe about religion, but instead they've chopped that to pieces, and it just feels like it's a movie about nothing except trying to get as many special effects as possible into every single scene.
When we see these book adaptations, usually they run like 2.5 hours plus.
Yeah.
This movie had a runtime under 2 hours. Yeah. It begs the question why they made that choice. If they had another 30 minutes to flesh out the characters in the story, maybe it would have been a better movie.
I think if they added 30 minutes, it'd just be painful. Because this movie is so unfocused and such a disaster that an extra 30 minutes just sounds painful to me. I'm going to rant one more time about the special effects. They're terrible. I know they won an Oscar back in 2007, but the Oscars messed up that year because these looked awful. There's a whole segment in the North Pole following these polar bear warriors, but I kept waiting for the Coca-Cola bottle to show up because these things look ridiculous. Michael, was there anything about the film you did like?
There's a lot of legendary actors who are in this thing. Christopher Lee, Daniel Craig, Carson from Downton Abbey's in this. All of them add gravitas to the screen while they're there. Unfortunately, they have nothing to do and they're given crap dialogue.
The problem is it's not dialogue, Michael. It's just exposition. They're just people who aren't talking to each other. They're just throwing facts back and forth at each other. It's like, dust is this. Well, this person is doing that. Well, we're going to go do that. Well, what about this? It's not dialogue. It's just facts back and forth, and it's boring. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
I wouldn't, Tim. It was terrible.
I would not recommend this either. Not as a fan, not as a newcomer, not as anybody who wants to watch a good movie. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.